B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
All right, it's the 5 o'clock hour. Buckle your seatbelts.
5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. You're going to get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down in 3 years. Interest-free financing right now at Guided Door and Window. Here's the number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA or online, goguida.com. So the last hour he brought up the dilemma, not a dilemma, but the circumstance of a woman receiving a Cartier, a gold bracelet that's locked on her wrist, and the man carries the key. And so it is a gift of love that has to stay on forever until he relents. Most of the feedback we've gotten is, it's too controlling. But I just got an email from, I think it's a lady, Terry. What if a woman buys you an expensive watch that needed a key to take it off?
Ooh.
Would you want that? She's turning it on us.
Good
turning
for her.
Around on us, Tyrone.
Love her. That's my girl.
I'll have McNabb answer for me.
I would say no.
You would say no?
I don't want that watch.
You don't want that watch because she has the key?
Right.
It's actually impractical because unless it's a waterproof watch.
You would.
Well, you can't.
I wear a waterproof watch every day.
Yeah, but like a high-end watch is probably not going to be waterproof.
Well, they make high-end waterproof watches.
They do, if it's a Rolex, is what we're talking about, that's not going to be a waterproof watch.
No.
It seems either way.
Let's just say it's waterproof.
It's a Cartier waterproof.
It's waterproof.
Right.
If it's waterproof, I don't care. That wouldn't bother me.
I
keep a watch on. It's practical anyway. The other thing's not practical. It's just fancy.
You'd be fine if she had the key, and whenever you wanted to take it off, you couldn't take the watch off.
Why would I want to take the watch off?
Because
I wore a waterproof watch for a lot of years that I never took off.
I take my watch off every night. It's waterproof. But here's I wear a wedding band. Mm-hmm. I'm doubling down for what?
Well, suppose you weren't wearing a wedding band. It was the courtship.
Yeah.
And the lovely Elizabeth bought you a watch where she had the key. What do you
think? I think the premise is very romantic. I do. Mm-hmm. I see the romance in it. I see why Cartier makes it. Mm-hmm. However, I just don't know if it's for everyone. And I there's a reason I don't have any tattoos, because I can't stand the thought of something being permanently on my body.
The question is it indicative of a controlling male or woman who would do that?
I think it depends. If the person was uncomfortable with it, then it would depend on the response of the person who gave it.
What would be the motivation of giving a gift like that? That's what I'm getting
to. No, I think because there is a romantic notion to it. That, we're locked together forever, blah, blah, blah.
Is it more romantic or controlling?
It teeters along controlling, in my opinion.
Right.
But I could see where
it's slanted toward controlling more than romantic.
It's very 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you ask me, right?
It is. There's something about it that's a little off-putting. Like, what do you mean I can't take it off? Because you said so? I'm uncomfortable with that.
Yeah. Tell me what to do.
You're Mr. Romance, you are.
What are you talking about?
I can't take it off because you told me not to.
That's a hard rule that I have in the relationship. I don't tell Elizabeth what to do,
and Elizabeth
doesn't tell me what to do. As long as we don't tell each other what to do, it's very clear that we're together by a choice. But as soon as you start telling me what to do, telling me what to do will guarantee I don't do it.
Has she ever slipped and told you what to do?
Never successfully. Like, I'm not going to do it. Like those guys that have like the honey-do list, anything you write down on the list for me is guaranteed not to get done.
Oh, really? You can't be told what to do.
Not told. We have to talk about it. This needs to get done.
That's a healthy relationship right there.
I have no success telling her what to do. It's not like I'm a dictator. Uh-huh. And usually, being completely honest, she gets her way over 90% of the time. But she doesn't tell me what to do. Like, if she asks me what I want to eat for dinner, I know that question is for an elimination purpose. So if whatever restaurant I say will be the one we don't go to. So I just dump one, give one. I know that one's not going. And then she picks. And then we go. But you're not going to tell me, oh, we're going to that restaurant. Literally, that's how it happens. She doesn't realize. She goes, what do you want to eat? I'll say, okay, I want pizza. Let's just say we're not having pizza that night if I suggest.
Well, why doesn't she just say we're going to eat here?
I don't know.
Well, because she's probably so afraid of telling you what you're going to do that she wants to put it out as a question.
Yeah,
because you've
so
already
afraid.
Established you don't want to be told what to do. So if she says we're going to X restaurant, you're going to naturally go, no, we're not.
She gets her way all the time. If you're going to ask me, don't ask the question if you don't want to consider it. She has dismissed my restaurant before I get the words out. It's already gone. It's already gone.
Let's go to Eric and Trenton. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
What's up, Mike?
What are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, that cardian bracelet, mm-hmm. That is a little creepy.
Yeah? Huh? You wouldn't like a lady to give you a watch that she has the key?
Well, yeah, she can keep the key, but, you know, I know how to pick locks.
And
I'm dead serious on that. I've been in the door business for 30 years, and I pick a lock.
Yeah, but I'm saying Cartier probably smarter than you, man.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, they've got an unpickable lock. So, like, if you would never buy a gift like that for the love of your life?
No.
All right.
You buy him a ring.
Well, in addition to the ring, this is like, you know, an off-duty gift.
Yeah. No. Why would I want her to wear something that she
I'm just asking you. Sometimes some people look at it as romantic. It's one taking a survey. Is it more controlling or romantic?
It's more controlling.
Okay.
It's like, no, don't take it off. This is here to say mm-hmm. that, you know, you're with me.
Mm-hmm.
And like Tyrone said, you know,
uh-huh.
I think that it's her anybody from hitting on them.
Yeah, I got you.
Now, the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
I want to see them come out running first. To establish the pass
mm-hmm.
because I think that's going to be the way to victory.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want them to just come out and start gunning it right off the bat.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You know, I don't know what's going to happen. A guy called and said establish the run first and I get you play action and that's how you bust. But see, I think the Eagles are a team that are going to go mono a mono. Or as the incorrect people say, mano e mano. But mano a mano, and they're going to go straight down the field, Wentz versus Ryan.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, as many weapons as we have, I mean, they can pick their poison. They cover mm-hmm. this guy, and we're going to get you this way. And if you're going to cover that guy, we're going to get you another way.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, we're in good shape this year, but everybody stays healthy. We're unstoppable.
I got you.
All right.
You got it, buddy.
You have a good night.
All right, man. See, I wouldn't mind. Take off the bracelet.
See, one of my...
Here's the key. Take off the bracelet. Leave the heels on, but take off the bracelet.
I kind of...
Now, one of my friends checks in. She's listening and says, it's hot. I'm into it. The Cartier.
Well, there you go.
So that's what I said.
A lot of women would look at it as hot.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure, though.
Ash likes it.
Yeah, see. Oh, she said, there's a lot of pressure in those situations, though. Once a woman gives you all that control, a lot of pressure. You make a mistake, it all falls on you.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I'm the opposite of being controlling in a relationship. So there's no, that would even flash across my radar to think that that would be romantic.
Yeah, you seem like free spirits more.
Yeah,
you like that. You like that more,
yeah,
it seems like.
Yeah, I have no desire to be controlling.
But those guys that are into that, I just feel mm-hmm. like the amount of pressure now, because now you're in charge of everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pressure on all those decisions. You got to make them all. You don't get any relaxation, and that could be tough.
Yeah, I hear you. Let's go to Ray in Atlantic City. Ray, you're on 97.5 tonight. Ray.
Mike, you missed what's going on.
What's going on, Ray?
Oh, not too much. First time caller. I just, I started listening to you guys a couple months ago. I was so excited to go to FanFest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finishing up work in that morning, like 3 hours before I'm supposed to leave. Transmission blows on my car.
Mm-hmm.
Stays kaput. Never made it up there.
Oh, man.
What a
hell of a way to miss FanFest, bro.
I know.
A car going kaput.
Yeah.
not a good subject today with Nat.
Yeah. No, oh, I know.
Yeah.
But I had a couple of prop bets that I saw that I don't know you know, if you maybe thought they're both any team to go 16-0 or any team to go 0-16.
What the odds are probably against both of them, right?
Oh,
you can get
absolutely.
you can make, in other words, you can make a lot of money if you bet that one of those prop bets.
Right. I just feel like there's going to be
what are the odds on it?
I think 16-0 was plus. Oh man, I want to say maybe 2,500, something like that.
Well, listen, if you got an extra $100, you want to throw on that. I don't think it's going to happen, but you know, risk $100 for that kind of payout.
I just think that there's so much so bad.
It's possible that the Dolphins go 0-16, bro.
Right. Yeah.
So that to me is worth $100.
Right.
I don't think anybody's going to go 16-0, but the 0-16 could happen.
Yeah. I just had a fantasy question, too. I had to fill my flex with Tevin Coleman being now. I have standard scoring Jarvis Landry, Larry Fitzgerald, or Jordan Howard.
Jarvis Landry comes to my, would be the first instinct.
Yeah, you don't know about the other two guys.
Yeah, I get Jarvis Landry first. I'll send him Eric Carabell.
See?
The fantasy minute passed a long time ago.
Yeah, people got to start listening at 3:30 to get all these questions.
Let's go.
Out.
Tim in California, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tim.
Yo, Mike, what's up?
What's going on, Timmy?
First time, long time, man. Big fan.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, 100% control and not romantic on the bracelet thing.
Yeah, well, that's the way I look at it. I never go there. I wouldn't want the key. Yeah. I give her the key. You know, come on.
Well, it's a weird. And it's a lot of pressure. Too much pressure.
Yeah, but, you know, like it's like Nat's friend says, it's very romantic. So the women that get the Cartier gold say, wow, that's so romantic. I can overlook the fact that he's got the key.
Yeah, until things get a little too heated.
Yeah, and then he throws away the key for spite.
Exactly.
Puts it down the drain. Then what?
Yep, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Hey, there's no need to be nervous Sunday. We're going to roll them.
Okay. I'm glad to hear you say it. Tell me how that's going to happen.
Well, I think the first half in the Skins game is the best thing to happen to this team. They came out 10-point favorite, lollygagging around, and they woke up, and it's going to roll right into Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, well, I hope you're right. I don't see it that way. I see the Falcons really motivated highly in front of a home crowd on a Sunday night after coming off a bad loss, has probably taken a lead in this game.
Well, I mean, I agree. The Minnesota thing was no good for us, but it's going to be a good game. But we're gonna get them. I mean, Jordan Howard or Sanders, take your pick. We're going to run wild, and we're going to throw in a lot of earths.
Uh-huh.
A lot of earths under.
All right, game. I like it. So, what's your final?
Final is we'll see. I'm going to be in Vegas Sunday, so I'm taking the birds and the over, and I'm going to sit in front of the sports book and enjoy it. So
51.5 over.
Yep, it's that.
It almost seems too easy to go over.
It's a way over line. It's Vegas is Vegas.
No,
Vegas.
See, the line tells you something when it's short.
Yeah, I'm going.
You got to listen to the line. You got to turn it into a line whisperer.
I'm going 33-28.
Okay, all right. I don't know, 51. It's too easy. Go over.
That's part of the reason why I think the Eagles are going to win bigger, because I think the Eagles are going to get their 30. And if the number's 51, mm-hmm. that means they're keeping the Falcons under. That's where my mind is, because of that total. Mm-hmm. That I know I don't play totals, just like you don't play totals.
I don't play totals.
But 51,
I don't play props either.
But that's a tell.
Yeah.
A little bit of a tell that if you really believe the Eagles are going to get theirs, they're going to win they're going to cover, mm-hmm. clearly, because there's no way the Falcons will get theirs in that scenario.
All right. Tomorrow, Football Friday, Brian Westbrook, by the way, will be in for an hour. Carl in Southampton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Carl.
Yo, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Carl?
Hey, you know, the Phillies were like on fire before McCutchen got hurt. I heard they're thin on the mound, but if they just stayed that way, I don't think it really matters who's pitching.
Well, you have to understand that they weren't good enough to stay that way.
Well, McCutchen got hurt, and that really changed the whole team.
Yeah, but that shouldn't change the whole ability to score runs. I mean, listen, he was important. Don't get me wrong,
It did.
Well, that means they overrated the offensive players they put in the lineup. You can't look at an early season start and say that's what the team is.
No, I'm not looking. I'm looking at the McCutchen injury. That from when he got hurt.
You're creating an excuse now.
Nah, their offense really fell off a cliff when he got hurt.
Okay, so one guy should have that much of a difference on a whole lineup?
He did. I'm not saying that one guy should have that much
of a difference. Yeah, Carl, listen, he's an important player, but I don't agree that collapsed the whole team. They weren't good throughout the line. They weren't good enough.
They were scoring 6-7 runs a game, we'd be talking a whole different. They'd be right behind Washington, probably.
Yeah, but you don't have a frame of reference. They were going to score 6-7 runs a game. They did it early on. It was early. It was very early.
McCutchen.
All right, Carl. So by your accounts, the front office did a good job. The manager's doing a good job, and they're a good team. What are you saying?
I'm saying that their offense fell off a cliff.
Okay, but it doesn't seem to bother you. You've got a convenient excuse for this collapse.
That's not a convenient excuse. Because the convenient excuse.
All right, Carl. Are you a satisfied customer knowing that McCutchen was the key, and if they had him, they'd be really good?
Hey, I didn't think he'd be as good as he was.
Okay, this guy's talking in circles for me. All right, that's the way you want to look at it. Well, McCutchen got hurt and fell off the cliff. All right, then you're creating an excuse for him. Then you don't blame him at all. McCutchen getting hurt was the whole problem. Well, unfortunately, guys get hurt. You got to be able to pick up for guys. You can't let one guy get hurt collapse your whole team. That means you're not good enough. John in Bucks County, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, John?
Can I give you a scenario?
Sure.
Well, first of all, the watch thing with the key and the bracelet, you know, that's just a 2019 version of a chastity belt. You know, back then they used to have chastity belts.
Yes, I know.
Well,
it is chastity belt esque. I will say that.
Okay, here's my scenario.
Uh-huh.
The Eagles, they have a dynamite offense, and they got an okay defense that probably can hold up to anybody.
Uh-huh.
Here's our weakness. The Eagles go 8-0 the first 8 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carson, God forbid, goes down.
Uh-huh.
Can we afford to have a 40-year-old backup quarterback?
That's my scenario. For three games, you can.
Okay, but here's the deal. We got millionaire linemen, ends, quarterbacks. Why can't we go out and spend the right money for the right backup like we have with Foles? You know, I'm not a Foles lover. But I am a realist, and people do get hurt.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't like the Eagles' backup situation.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm not comfortable with him having to play half a season. If Carson Wentz gets hurt to the point where he's not coming back, I believe they're done.
Yeah.
But if he only has to play three games, I mean, they can withstand that.
Well, I hope for the fans' sake, and I'm one of them. I've been with them a while.
Mm-hmm.
That he only has to play three games. Because what I'm saying is, DeSean Jackson's going to go down 60 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Can that guy like even meet a 60-yard pass? That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, well, I mean, what was your alternative?
Well, my alternative is to spend some money, either go out and trade somebody with money, you know, for a backup that's, you know, been around, but not 40 years old. I'm talking about the...
Huh? Well, they thought they had a backup in Sudfeld, and he got hurt. So they didn't think that they needed to get a 40-year-old.
Yeah, well, you know, the case in point is the guy's supposed to be a genius, and he goes out and gets us all these great players.
Uh-huh.
There's got to be a better alternative than a 40-year-old backup.
Well, that's not the alternative. The alternative is the younger guy.
Yeah, that's right.
So they had to get somebody to replace the younger guy.
Yeah, you're right.
And that was the 40-year-old guy. So I don't have a problem with it.
Back at practice today, too.
Nate is?
Yeah, he was back today, yeah, with only a small little thing on his, and it wasn't his thorn wrist, so he's been able to do work.
Well, what will be interesting is that when he's healthy, who will McCown stay the backup the whole year?
They currently have Sudfeld on the depth chart, too.
Do they?
Right now. Okay. It's Wentz, Sudfeld, mm-hmm. Van Him. I don't know what happened if it actually came, mm-hmm. like, you know, to start a week. But I think once the wrist is healed, he'll be activated. McCown won't. Okay. And within a game.
Yeah, I made a good point now with the chastity belt. That's a weird concept, wasn't it?
It was.
I mean,
it's during the Crusades.
Was it a real thing?
Yeah, it was a real thing. The guys would go out to war in the Crusades to preserve the faithfulness of their woman. They hooked them up with a chastity belt. But see, that's like bad hygiene, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah,
like, how long is the guy going to be gone?
I mean, it might be years. Some of those wars are years.
What year was this crusade?
Well, it was when they leave the key with certain people that would watch over the woman if she was a noble, and uh-huh. they would have to undo it, let her do her business, and then put it back. But the woman had to be like of certain stature, I thought.
To have the chastity belt in the first place?
Yeah, like a regular old lady wouldn't have the chastity belt. I thought it was only royalty, I thought.
I must have been absent.
The knight's woman.
And then that woman would have a caretaker who would have that key, and only she could remove it, mm-hmm. let her do what she needs to do, and then put it back.
Uh-huh. Was the caretaker a guy or a girl?
A girl. You can't just be living it with a fella.
I'm just saying. I must have missed this day at Doherty.
Oh, and actually, I'm doing some research on them. They had padded linings.
Ew.
But still.
Ew.
That just makes them more comfortable.
And they were changed frequently. So yeah. That's how they...
So you would change your chastity belt?
Handled the hygienic part.
How do we get here?
610-632-0975. Back into this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time for the final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, Central Landscapers. Looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. We have over 1,300 votes on today's poll. Do you blame Matt Klentak for passing up on Dallas Keuchel? 89% say yes, 11% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. You know, it occurred to me that that unlock thing is a dangerous situation. Like, you're a guy, right? And we reversed it. Mm-hmm. And the woman buys you the watch, expensive watch, and she has the key for it. And suppose you get rousted on the street. And what happens? Thief comes up behind you and give out the watch.
You literally can't.
That's not good.
Same could be said for the other way around.
True.
Now, some women...
But the watch is more, like flashier.
Yeah. But some women like that danger.
Some women like that danger.
Some women like danger. Yeah, well, I've met women that like danger.
Well, not like that.
Not that kind of danger.
Yeah. They get you killed.
Some of these women like danger.
No, man, come on. A-Rod Willow Grove, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. A-Rod.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, A-Rod?
Hey, so I was listening earlier, right, and I kept hearing all these people call and complain about DBs, and I just want to call and say this stat real quick, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So my friend sent me this on Monday. Most QB pressures on this week one, right, on Sunday night on Sunday games, Derek Barnett, 8, followed by Fletcher Cox, 7, then Sedarius Smith, 7, Brandon Graham, 6, and then Myles Garrett, 6. So that's 3 of our 4 guys getting to the quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since the receivers got a free release every single time, they can't get to him because that quarterback gets rid of the ball too quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is, okay, Schwartz, why don't you get the DBs closer to the wide receivers? You're going to let them get the yards anyways because you're going to let them get first down. You're going to let them just make it a little harder for them. It's hard to score on Jim Schwartz down in the red zone. So if you're going to give him 80 yards anyways, why don't you just make it a little more difficult? The front four are going to get there.
Hey, listen, you're making a lot of sense. I'm just putting myself in Schwartz's place. Like, to me, he's guarding again. He doesn't trust his guys to the point where he doesn't want them to get beat on the line. And he believes they will. And he'd rather not give up the big play. You can give up plays here and there. But if you give up a big play, that's glaring. And I think he's the type of guy that wants to stay away from that.
Here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You let him get the big play. You're going to give him the yardage anyways. You have safeties, right?
Well, you're not going to give him a touchdown. He's risking a touchdown there.
But he's, like, there's not that many.
It's like giving a fastball to a home run hitter. You want to pitch around him.
But you're making it too easy. You're going to give him the yards anyways. He loves giving yards. But once they get in the red zone, he stops them, right? Because that's
but you're missing the point. That one play that you're talking about, if the guy is up on the line, could go for a touchdown. That's what he doesn't want to give away. Forget the red zone. This passes the red zone. This goes right to the house.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, let's put Danny Mills, right? He kept getting beat with that double move, right?
Uh-huh.
He got scored on, and he was off the receiver, right? So what's preventing these receivers from going right?
Well, that's falling for a double move. Ideally, you got to trust your guy. It's not going to fall for a double move. But you can't guard against getting beat off the line if the other guy is faster and can shake you. And most inferior cornerbacks can get shaken that way. Art in Lancaster, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Art.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Art?
Hey, so I want to talk Eagles, want to talk Phillies.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Eagles first. Listen.
Do me a favor. Can you take Karen, whatever you got on in the background? Mute it.
Because
I'm here in the back. Yeah,
turn that off there. Yeah. Okay. Mike, how you doing?
All right, good. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm still here in the background, bro. Come on. Jake in Lansdale, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jake.
How you doing?
What's up, Jake?
Natalie, Tyrone, how are you?
Everybody's wonderful.
All right, so I'm going to hit you with a slightly different perspective on the bracelet.
Uh-huh.
I think it's kinky.
You think it's kinky?
Yeah, some people, they like to give up some level of control.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just saying, I think that's more likely that's what it would be.
Well, it's not, like, by the definition of kinky, it's not kinky. It's just an ornament that's on the wrist.
Right, it would be more about the symbolism that you're wearing something that, you know, someone else has control over.
Yeah,
you know,
I
just think it's more likely to be given as a gift in a relationship where, you know, things like that are central. You know what I mean?
It's more effective when the couples are not together, like, are away from each other, and that's where it's more effective. It's a reminder of the strength of your relationship, right?
Well, and something that was kind of telling to me was, you know, Natalie's friend, she didn't say it was sweet or thoughtful. She said it was hot. So, I mean, that kind of...
Well, her friend said it was hot. You're right.
I'm just saying, man, it's a different way of looking at it. Mm-hmm. But for my Eagles point, I'd like to say Jordan Howard needs 15 carries this week, and he needs the first carry of the game.
Okay. I agree with you. I would like to get him involved early.
Yeah, me too. I think we definitely need it. At least up near 15, maybe even closer to 20 carries.
Uh-huh. Okay. You got it, buddy. Do you use the word kinky, Nat?
Yeah, I think it has a kinky tendency, I suppose.
Yeah. If you say you own somebody in a non-slave situation, it could be kind of that way. And you're kind of
saying
that.
Again, it's kind of 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know if either of you gentlemen have read the books.
It's controllingly romantic. It falls short of kinky.
Right, but that also, that borderlines on the whole, you know.
That might only be one step in a larger thing. Like, remember that house we profiled that time? That had the room? You had the realtor on?
Uh-huh.
Maybe these people, that's step one. That's how when they're, like, at work, they still know, but they're doing crazier stuff home. Like, that's just like piece of a larger kinky puzzle.
Sure.
Kinky puzzle. Kinky boots.
Reggie.
It's a Broadway show, Kinky Puzzle.
Reggie in D.C. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Reggie.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, Reg?
Can I get a We Are? I didn't see that
We Are Penn State until they win a national championship. That's what I'm back
all right,
on the
okay,
We Are.
All right, either way. All right. But I called
when you can't beat Ohio State or Michigan State or Michigan, I'm not in We Are mode.
Okay, all right, anyway, I'm calling about Jim Schwartz. It makes me so angry when we don't have a pass rush.
You heard a Penn State fight song? We're playing a Penn State fight song in a minute.
I'm talking about us wishing the Eagles now.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm talking about, yeah, that was just to mess with you because I was listening the other day talking about Sean Clifford.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, let's get back to Jim Schwartz.
Uh-huh.
And it's so irritating to see that we don't have a pass rush. He's sitting in the zone, and the D-backs are getting picked apart. My thing is he needs to have quicker recognition about how the D-line is doing and switch out of that. So that way, if we play in press coverage, like the other caller said, the quarterback may have to hold the ball a little longer, and it gives the D-line the chance to get to the quarterback. Other than that, I think the Eagles are going to be fine, but it's just so irritating watching him. I live down here.
Well, I got to ask you, you trust these guys in press coverage?
Early on in the game, I do. But in certain situations, I don't. But before...
See, here's the thing about Schwartz, right? He sees these guys at practice every day. Now, if he trusted him in press coverage, he would see it. So he can't. You know, he's not a dope. If he had guys that he thought could press coverage, he would have learned in practice.
But I'm saying not all the time. I'm talking about in certain situations.
Well, you don't even trust him in certain situations, bro.
Yes. D-line, think about the changes they made coming out of it at halftime. They played a little more man, and the D-line was able to get some pressure and make Casey Keenum get rid of the ball sooner. When you sat back there in that zone and he was picking wide open, hitting guys in the zone wide open because they couldn't get pressure, I'm sitting there, I'm yelling at the television, and I'm like, here goes Schwartz again these last 3 years. This is what we did. Think about that Tennessee game.
There's some Schwartz haters out there, man, aren't there?
They
Schwartz haters.
And this is a city that used to love defense.
Well, they don't love his kind of defense. The city's never loved his kind of defense.
No, aggression, but his way has won. The other ways didn't win.
Was it the Swamp Fox who had the bend but don't break defensive philosophy?
And Jim Johnson.
Marion Campbell.
He did. And so Jim Johnson had it for it. He blitzed and stuff.
But,
you could move it, but you weren't going to score once you got
true,
to that red zone.
He also made dynamic plays and made you forget about the bend but don't break.
Yeah, B. Dawk.
Yes.
He's Douglas.
And he had Trot.
some hammers.
All right, here's Sound Off coming your way here on a Thursday. A Thursday Sound Off. Right here on the Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Yep, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. The sound off line is provided to you. If you got something to say, and you want to get something off your chest real quick, you don't want to maybe wait on hold to get it on the air, you can always publish it on our sound off line, and we review all of them, and we find out what's up and move the ones to the head of the class that play on the Mike Missinelli Show. Let's kick it for today.
Mike, I heard you. The pass sets up the run. I have to disagree with you. Because number one, Mike, you got to protect the quarterback, and not just with the offensive line, but with the running game. Because when you have a running game, you don't expose your quarterback.
Here, let me answer your question. You follow the NFL, right? How many teams use the run to set up the pass anymore? What's your calendar say? Does it say 2000? Come on. This team right here stacked up. They got a nice running attack. I get it. But they're going to throw the ball more than they're going to run it.
So the guy who called in to criticize you for the way you handled your interview with microphone guy, yes, when he found out it was Mike Scott, he said, get me in touch with the Sixers so he could apologize. But what if it was Joe Blow from Main Street in Manioc? What would he have done then?
Well, we discussed that. And it's the one thing I regret about the interview, that maybe I should have pressed them on that part of it. But again, I wanted the guy just to talk, and I didn't want to get in the way. So that's the way I tried to handle it.
What gives Kobe Bryant a right to ask some young lady, a seventh grader, that wants to pursue a career in dance, and maybe she likes basketball as a hobby? This guy is a total fraud.
Oh, Kobe taking some shots.
Good. Talk about a child, Kobe.
He gets carried away with the competitiveness, I think. Right? At this stage of his life.
Jordan
right?
did, too. That's why he had some falling outs with family members. Jordan did, too.
He let the competitiveness go. Just, you know, you got kids now, Kobe, right? How old are Kobe's kids?
One's, like, in high school.
Really?
And then he has a young, all girls. And he has one that was, like, within a year old.
Oh, he has all girls?
All girls.
Oh, man.
And he coaches them all.
No Kobe boy?
No Kobe boy. I think that's why he had this recent one. Nope.
Oh.
All girls.
Well, Bron's got one up on him.
So does Wade.
Yep.
There are many reasons why Bryce Harper is paid $30 million a year. But one of those reasons is not to hit into a double play with the game on the line that has playoff implications, bases loaded, one out. Ridiculous.
Well, it's hard. Listen, if you hit a ball hard, there's a chance it's going to be a double play. So it's not like you can, you know, you're up there going, I think I'll hit into a double play. Like, that's not the way it works.
He smoked it, but he hit it right to second base. Yeah,
chances are you're going to hit it hard. It may be like there are four infielders there. So, you know, it's not his fault.
A.B. Antonio Brown gets to practice for the Patriots and accused rapist. That's just a bad look for the NFL. A very bad look.
Well, you're going to play Sunday, and we'll see what happens, see what the NFL decides to do. That's the okay guy. He didn't say okay on our line.
Not allowed.
Oh, he's not allowed to say okay?
That was a rule from the midday. He can call all sounds off, but he's not allowed to say okay. Rule.
All right.
I just heard what you said, Mike, about Klentek coming back, McPhail, and even Crapler. Well, if that's the case, and Middleton is that stupid that he can't see what these three morons are doing to that team, then every Philly fan should boycott the Phillies until Middleton wises up and fires these three ghouls.
Yeah, well, again, I said earlier, if Middleton fires his front office, it makes him look ridiculous. And to quote Waltz from The Godfather, and a man in my position cannot afford to be made to look ridiculous. Pretty good. That was pretty good Waltz,
wasn't
it?
Good.
That was man Waltz.
You're going to mess around and have a horse head in your bed.
The poor Antonio Brown. It blows my mind how many people think that he's guilty without any evidence coming out. I mean, there's text messages that came out supposedly. That does not make somebody guilty. As much as people want to hate this guy because he's a diva, that does not make somebody guilty.
Well, you're right, but you get less of the benefit of the doubt when, you know, there are other incidents, so he has nobody to blame but himself. I don't think the whole world's going to be behind him right now. He's been pushing the envelope for a while now. So, yeah, they're prejudging him, and it's not right, but he cooked his own goose.
How about this, microphone guy? Keep your tailgating spot, get back out there for the next game against Detroit, and just turn the page. Try to do some good things and help out other tailgaters and show them how we can really be in Philly. Don't be a coward and just disappear because you don't want to face the criticism.
I don't think he's doing that. I think he thinks he has to punish himself. And the best way to punish himself in his mind is to just give up his fun in the tailgate area. You know? Whatever. Close it.
That's the best of the best today of SoundArt. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610 1-877-971-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Alrighty, that is sound off, and we got to close it up. Stay tuned. The Cousins Corner is next, live from Parks on the NBC Sports Philly side. Stay tuned for Quick Slants and Philly's pregame show and Philly's baseball. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.